This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance and ControlWeedsNotFarming.com. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says talks between the U.S. and China on trade issues are going, quote, really, really well, but could drag on for a third day. Lutnick told reporters today, we're working on all sorts of trade issues, and I think talks are going really well. We're very much spending time and effort and energy. Lutnick said he hoped talks would end this evening, but if needed, they would continue for a third day. The temporary trade truce between the U.S. and China wasn't enough to stem a sharp drop in shipments from China to America last month. It's a sign of the havoc that the Trump tariffs have wrought on trade between the world's two largest economies. Chinese shipments to the U.S. sank 35% from a year ago in May, that according to government data released yesterday. It was the biggest percentage decline in U.S.-bound shipments since February 2020, when exports were hit by COVID-induced shutdowns and followed a 21% drop in U.S.-bound exports in April. The decline in exports to the U.S. was offset by a jump in outbound shipments to other regions of the world, including Southeast Asia and the European Union. Overall, China's exports rose 4.8% in May from a year ago, though the figure was weaker than the 5.6% expected by economists. The Trump administration's new 50% duty on imported steel could increase store prices for items in steel cans between 9 and 15%. That according to the Consumer Brands Association, a trade group whose members include Campbell's, Hormel Foods, and Del Monte Foods. At that rate, the price of a can of vegetables costing $2 could increase by 18 to 30 cents. President Trump on June 4th doubled the previous 25% tariffs on imported steel, aiming to increase demand for domestic steel, making cheaper foreign-made metal more expensive. Can manufacturers estimate about three-fourths of the tin plate consumed in the U.S. is foreign-made, much of it coming from Europe and Canada. Nearly 1.5 million tons of tin plate imported last year, about 37% more than in 2015. The U.S. Senate today confirmed Stephen Vaden as Deputy Secretary at the Department of Agriculture and Dave Fatui to be Deputy Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said, there's a lot of work to be done and Judge Vaden will hit the ground with a firm understanding of the challenges facing American farmers. Ethan Lane with the Cattlemen's Beef Association said the cattle industry is thrilled to see the two more highly qualified nominees receive confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Two Democratic senators will host a shadow hearing Thursday to draw attention to President Trump's plan to cut foreign assistance and its impact on farmers that sell to the programs. It is said that Democrats are looking for ways to make Trump's DOGE and budget plans uncomfortable for farm state Republicans and want to appeal directly to their constituents. Senators Gene Shaheen, the ranking member on the Foreign Relations Committee, and Amy Klobuchar, the ranking member on the Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, will host a group of experts to detail the effect of the cuts to foreign aid on U.S. farmers. Look for more on these stories and others at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Trial lawyers are using a discredited report from a World Health Organization sub-agency to attack a safe, American-made weed-fighting tool. This tool helps keep your food costs down, and without it, food inflation could double. Stand with American farmers and keep trial lawyers' greed out of our farms and food supply. Fight back at ControlWeedsNotFarming.com, paid for by Modern Ag Alliance. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.